USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Inspector General Michael Horowitz continues to be questioned on Capitol Hill during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing.
Any responsible leader, when hearing that you're talking about sending in spies and sending in a wiretap on any presidential nominee, should say, what in the hell are we doing? And by the way, the people up the chain who are saying we didn't know, if you had responsible leadership, there's no more important decision than you make. I can tell you, when I was at DOJ, if someone said, let's tap Hillary Clinton, or let's tap Bill Clinton or John Kerry, the people there would have said, what in the hell are you talking about? What was going on here? This wasn't Jason Bourne. This was Beavis and Butthead.
That's Texas Republican Congressman Ted Cruz, and the Fed Reserve is planning to hold steady and not cut interest rates this month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Doug.
Limu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Yay! Limu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Limu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
House Democrats are touting their plan to lower drug costs. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
So far getting a chilly reception from Republicans, but New Jersey Democratic Congressman Frank Pallone says what's called the Elijah Cummings Lower Drug Costs Now Act would allow Medicare to negotiate the price of at least 50 drugs every year.
And that's why we need to do this, because Americans are being ripped off. The status quo is simply not acceptable.
President Trump's already said he would veto it if it reaches his desk. And that's not even likely, as the Republican-controlled Senate is unlikely to even take it up.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says trade deals are a positive for the economy because they bring certainty for businesses. Paul was asked during his monthly press conference about the USMCA and ongoing trade talks. He stressed that the Reserve Board is nonpartisan and doesn't wish to weigh in on specific deals. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Pentagon announced on Tuesday it was halting the operational training of all Saudi Arabian military personnel in the United States until further notice after a Saudi Air Force lieutenant shot and killed three people last week at a base in Florida. Republican Senator Rand Paul is a fan of the move.
Yeah, I think we never fully realized that 15 of the 19 hijackers on 9/11, 2001, were Saudis. We haven't realized that they actually killed a journalist and chopped him up and dismembered him in a consulate. And now we have Saudi pilots coming over here ostensibly to train to be our allies, shooting our own soldiers. No, I think there shouldn't be any kind of easy forgiveness for Saudi Arabia. I'd put the whole program on hold. I would search all of these people. I would search all of their communications to make sure they were not complicit in this killing, and then I'd send them back home.
Paul speaking there on Fox News. As far as President Trump's response, Paul says,
yeah, I think all of this shows us that we have to put more pressure on Saudi Arabia, and I think any sale of any weapons to them should be halted, and we should use that pressure and that leverage to see if we can get better behavior out of them. But chopping up a journalist should have never been rewarded with more weapons. I oppose that, and I oppose training these pilots over here when we're not screening them adequately.
And finally, it was back on this date in 2008 when billionaire con man Bernie Madoff was arrested at his New York City apartment and charged with masterminding a Ponzi scheme worth $65 billion. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.